Peak Wealth Management proudly presents Finding True Wealth with Nick Hopwood, where we believe by providing education and guidance, we help our clients make sound financial decisions, which ultimately puts them on a path towards their definition of true wealth. Now, here is your certified financial planner professional and founder of Peak Wealth Management, Nick Hopwood.
Welcome everyone to episode 60 of Finding True Wealth. It's just Nick with you today talking about the true cost of each boat ride. So the idea is if you buy a cottage, a cottage on the lake, what's it going to cost you per boat ride? I thought that'd be an interesting topic. So a few years ago, I did an episode talking about how your second home is the anti-dividend, which I still believe in. You can listen to it again. It's episode 25. In that one, I talk about the effect of carrying two homes, especially in retirement. I still believe everything I said that there is true. The math still holds up. But in this episode, I want to address the guy who buys a cottage, and it could be a classic up north place on the lake. I'm not sure if you've looked at prices of these homes on Lake Charlevoix or Walloon, but it's pretty much out of control. I've been telling people that we're 10 or 11 years into this economic cycle, and it doesn't feel like there's any major bubble out there, but when you look at the lakefront property values, that might stand out as one. They're super expensive. So for this example, let's say that we buy one for $500,000, which you're not going to find on Charlevoix or Walloon. So you need to buy, after you buy the house, you need to buy a boat, a jet ski, a dock, a hoist, furniture for the house. And if your spouse is like my wife, they're probably not happy with the paint color. So you need all kinds of new equipment and remodeling done. So, hey, don't forget about this other equipment like skis, tubes, ropes, life jackets, hundreds of gallons of gasoline, new linens. Hey, probably need some new landscaping too, like a new deck or a patio. The list goes on and on. So it can be quite a lot. So how much is this stuff going to cost? New boats, at least $30,000. And that's one that probably won't even have enough power to pull you jet skiing or water skiing, if that's what you like. Jet skis are brand new, like $13,000. A dock and a hoist can be over $10,000. Even the tube that the kids ride on behind the boat is like $300. Furniture for the house with beds and sofas, it's gonna be over $10,000. A deck is $10,000 or more. So after you buy the place, you're gonna figure another $100,000 for stuff. And then how much time and energy will it take you to acquire all this stuff? I mean, how many arguments are you going to have between the husband and wife saying, hey, do we really need that? Or can't we get the cheaper one? You might think that $100,000 sounds like a lot, but all I need is a used pontoon boat. But let me tell you, it all adds up quick. We also are going to have to pay property taxes and homeowners insurance. Your State Farm policy probably is going to be between $1,000 and $1,500, and property taxes could be like $10,000. Remember, it's non-homestead. So if we round it up to $12,000 per year fixed costs, you still have mortgage. So to keep it simple, let's assume that, you know, we buy the house for $500 plus $100 of stuff. Let's just pretend like we have a $600,000 mortgage at 4%, which is $2,864 per month or $34,000 per year. And then we add that to the $12,000 of other fixed costs. And now we're at $46,000 per year with just owning the property and buying the goodies. So how much are we going to use and enjoy the new property, which costs us $46,000 per year? And how much does each boat ride cost? Maybe we use it each weekend from Memorial Day to Labor Day. So that's Friday, Saturday, Sunday for one weekend in May, four in June, four in July, four in August, and then one more weekend in September for a total of 14 weekends and 3 days on each weekend. So that's 42 days per year. So let's assume that we take 42 boat rides per year. And I actually think this is pretty generous because I'm guessing that you won't be able to use it each weekend. And maybe it'll only be like 2 days each weekend. And, you know, other stuff going on in life like kids' soccer games and stuff. Probably won't be able to use the boat every day due to weather and other interests. So even if you are up there 3 days, you might not get three boat rides. But for this exercise, we're going to assume that you go every weekend. Every weekend is a three-day weekend, and you take the boat out every day. So we've determined the costs will be $46,000 per year, and we're taking 42 boat rides per year. So that means we're paying $1,100 per boat ride. It's really crazy to think of it like that. Of course, this analysis has flaws. If you decide that you want to sell, your toys like the boats still have value. The house should hold its value. And with each year, the $46,000 of costs, we're reducing the mortgage balance some. And we could see continued appreciation on the home, but it's not a guarantee, even on the lake. The takeaway here is that I don't think that you should buy an expensive cottage like this unless you've done your financial plan, and these additional costs will not affect it in any way. What that means is that if you've done your plan and you assume that you're maxing out your 401 for the husband and the wife, which means you're putting away $38,000 a year, and the plan looks good, and you're still able to swing these new costs of $46,000 per year without affecting your assumed savings, then it could be considered. But if you're taking on these costs, and that means that you're not able to continue your savings plan, this type of transaction should be strictly prohibited. And you should also consider, hey, instead of spending $46,000 per year on carrying this home, and what if I were able to save and invest that $46,000 per year? Maybe that means I can retire a few years earlier than my original plan. So what's important to you? You know, is it earlier retirement, or is it living more rich in retirement, or is it being able to have this lake experience now? If you have a portfolio of more than $500,000 and you're wondering where you stand relative to your retirement goals, and you're wondering if you have the kind of expendable income here that would allow you to purchase a place like this, please consider reaching out to us for an appointment at peakwm.com. We can consult on your retirement plan, and we can consult on this purchase and whether or not it's a sane proposition.
You've been listening to the Peak Financial Minute with Nick Hopley. You can subscribe to this podcast through iTunes and the Android Marketplace or by visiting www.peakwm.com. Peak Wealth Management is your premier wealth management partner. Plan, protect, peak. Securities offered through Regulus Advisors, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Peak Wealth Management, LLC, a State of Michigan registered investment advisor. Peak Wealth Management, LLC is independent of Regulus Advisors.